Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Can't stop the feeling on 1FM live and local at 21 to 8. I can't stop the feeling either. You know what that feeling is? It is post-lockdown feeling. Are you feeling it, Liz Connick?
Good morning, Terry. How feeling? Yeah, there's a little bit of sense of freedom in the air this morning. It's a beautiful day.
Must be great for all those businesses who've been closed for nearly a month.
Yes, absolutely, for them to open their door. Although I hate to put a downer on it, but there are still some businesses that are really affected by the tight restrictions. So,
it's not
some good news, but some stepping stones and, still a little bit of a way to go.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
It's not situation normal by any means, but yeah, we're grateful for what we have. Now, we're not actually, we don't have you on the line this morning to get your COVID rundown, do we? We are continuing our 25 interviews for 25 years of the Shepparton Festival, which, of course, was marked earlier this year. What a milestone, especially under the circumstances, Liz.
Oh, look, it is. And I suppose I was able to reflect back and by the images that were put up on the side of Philip Sellers there, and that also came out in the brochures and the marketing material. And oh, I must admit, some of the festivals were a bit of a blur.
Might have been a few gins on the lawn, Liz.
Oh, no, I think it was just so damn busy, and you're running from sort of pillar to post, and, you're working with so many different people that in that reason I say, it was a blur. Certainly there was some great socialising going on, absolutely. And I look back and I think, God, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 years, I suppose, that I was more involved than other years. And yeah, it was just a real privilege to be amongst it and in it and working in that space.
Why did you get involved in the Shepparton Festival, Liz?
Well, my first job at council was the festival and events officer, and I was very lucky enough to be managed by Rob Robson, and then my coordinator at the time was Lizzie Vito. So how could I have not been swept into this, Shepparton Festival world of craziness, art, expression, mayhem at times, but a whole lot of fun. And so it was a part-time role for me, and I was very new to the festivals and events world, but I knew that I wanted that job. So I really went after it. And then Lizzie went away. So that was 2009, which was the New Horizons. And then the next year, Lizzie went away on long service leave. And she said to me, hey, would you step in and be the festival coordinator? And I've just gone, oh, whoa. I've only really been part-time in this role. Really didn't feel like I had...
The chops?
No. No, it's a real beast. And I just thought, I don't think I can do it justice, but I'll certainly help out like I had been, on the side assisting. So that's when Joanne Cronin, who was travelling Australia at the time from Ireland, her and her partner had settled in Shepparton, and she had done some event work, and she applied for it, and she became the festival coordinator that year for Inspired. That was the bright blue image with the tree. And Joe and I just hit it off. There's probably 14 years difference between us, and we're actually lifelong friends. We actually travelled to their wedding in Ireland back in 2014. And that was the year there was a crazy storm that year. These little memories are flooding back now. And I remember I was actually in town driving around from, going from one event to the other. And Joe and the crew, Matt Schroeder's and the festival board were all out at Turnbull Orchard for the opera in the orchard. And... yeah, that it was nearly like a tornado storm. I remember I had to pull over in Shepparton, just near the Queen's Gardens there, and there was big tree branches and trees coming down.
Just what you want for a festival.
Oh, no. So as we are, we're a pretty resilient bunch and the show must go on. But the stories that came out of that night, I think they were all basically hanging onto the marquee poles out there. And it was pretty scary. But, yeah, as I said, that the show must go on. That was 2010.
Memorable, so certainly.
That's right. So from then on, I then took an executive officer role. So was, you know, standing on the board meetings, took the minutes of the board meetings. Out of that came the actions. Really learned how to, I suppose, engage with our stakeholders, engage with our artists. It was really about, that's probably where I really learned about community partnerships and what they meant and how valuable they are. Because the board would sit around the table, they'd you know, have these creative ideas, they'd be programming the festival, and it's like, okay, then how can we actually make it happen?
How can you bring the rest of the community along with you?
Yeah, that's right. And who, you know, who, what artists can we engage to do this? Or is there an artist that's been talking about something for a while that they want to do and express and be a part of it? Oh, and now we can see that probably can fit here. And yeah, so it was a really great, really exciting time. And obviously then we're working with, you know, different creative directors. So there was John Head and John Head was creative director for a long time. And then a few years down the track, we had Ros Abercrombie come on board for 3-4 years. So, you know, depending on who was at the helm of the festival, you saw it, I suppose, weave and shift in different directions under the creative director. And that meant that different artists, different people, different parts of the community were coming in and out of the festival at different times. So yeah, it was really exciting. I just love what it does. It's
what does it do, Liz?
What does it do? I suppose Shepparton is a really large community, and we've got different pockets of community where you look at our small towns and they seem to be a whole community. So for me, Shepparton is pockets of different community and diverse areas. So, and a community, I suppose, is really defined by the people that are in it, who they are, where they've come from, what they do, what they're interested in. You know, we've got a big community sporting culture. You know, that's community. You know, we've got this arts culture. That's community. Sometimes they blend, but people are just happy to be in their pockets. There's very few events in Shepparton that bring the whole community together, whether they're, you know, that's all they do each Saturday is they go to their soccer match, or others every Saturday is going to their choir rehearsals. Shepparton Festival and the community events that they hold, especially the you know, the large one that's open to everybody to come along, yeah, really brings the whole community together. And I think that's something pretty special. It's something it's always been able to do. And it enables participants, whether they're the artists, whether they're performers, whether they're audience, to express themselves in a way. Like, I'm just in awe of artists, and I love the stories behind their work. And it enables those conversations to happen. You know, you could be standing there with a complete stranger and looking at a sculpture, looking at a painting, looking at, you know, something that's being, you know, put together under the theme of the festival. And you could both have completely different ideas of what that actually means. And to have some of those conversations and then actually to interact with the artist and go, okay, this is what I think it means. You know, what is it? How did you create it? How did you come up with this idea? And I'm always blown away by what's actually really behind it, the story behind it. But,
Expressions of interest have just closed for the 2022 Shepparton Festival, and it's planned to be staged in March. Where do you see it going in future, or where would you like to see it going in future?
Good question. I think the festival can still still have the ability to define our community and the people within it. I would always hope to see that there is one, you know, big celebration that brings everyone together.
Bit tricky at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty tricky. And look, I really feel for the team the last 2 years, Jamie Lee being creative director, you know, for them to have cancelled so many events and to put so much work into it. Like, I remember writing funding applications for the festival, and you'd just be waiting and waiting for that funding announcement to come through, and, you know, whether it did or it didn't, you know, it was a matter of, okay, then how else can we make it happen? So obviously supporting the art and the model around it, so funding for it. Council have always been a big supporter of the Shepparton Festival, and I think that support has grown and has deepened. I think they really do value. I'm looking forward to the Creative City Strategy actually coming out. I don't think that's going to be far away, and it's going to be open to community consultation. So I hope that people take the time to read it, unpack it, and have their say, because I think that's going to that's going to play a part in going forward. But I just love it how the festival has the ability to, for artists to express themselves, and for people, for participants to express themselves. I think that's really important.
Absolutely, we all need forms of expression, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Well, in these times, no matter what the time is, no matter what we're
doing. That's right,
through.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Mm. Keeps us all healthy.
It does.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Liz. I should let you go, and you can enjoy your post-lockdown bit of freedom today.
Yeah, thanks for the chat. I'm sure there's going to be lots of little moments that are going to pop into my head today that I'm going to smile and laugh about. And it's really great reflecting on it, so thanks for the chat.
Yeah, no, well done on, and thank you for doing what you've done, because without volunteers, or I know in some capacities you were employed, but good employees and volunteers, we wouldn't have a festival. So thanks for the work that you have done.
Ah, oh, absolute pleasure.
Take care, Liz.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name, and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers, and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning, and cutting, with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road, opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin
from Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor. Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.